Now WRTI-FM presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. This is the story of one Ebenezer Scrooge, who in the year 1884 decided that Christmas was nothing but a humbug. As our story opens, we are in Scrooge's counting house. It is Christmas Eve, 1884.
Mr. Scrooge, it's very cold in here.
We all work better in air that's a little brisk.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Carolers. I hate carolers. Stop that infernal racket, do you hear? Stop that noise right now.
Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!
Bah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug? Uncle, I'm sure you don't mean that.
Indeed I do. Merry Christmas. Bah! Humbug!
Uncle, don't be cross.
Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way, and I will keep it in mine.
I've always thought of Christmas as a happy time, when all mankind open up their hearts to others. So I say, God bless it!
Well spoken, Mr. Fred.
One more word out of you, Cratchit, and you'll spend Christmas by losing your job.
Uncle, I came here to ask you to have Christmas dinner with Peg and I.
I am not interested.
Oh, well, I am not going to let you or anyone else chase away my Christmas spirit. Merry Christmas, Uncle. And a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Same to you, Fred.
Well, come in. Come in.
Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Do I have the pleasure of addressing Mr. Marley or Mr. Scrooge?
Well, I should think it would not be Mr. Marley, for he died 7 years ago. 7 years ago this very night. Now, what do you want?
At this time of year, Mr. Scrooge, we try to make some provision for the poor and needy.
Not a happens. Nothing. Now be gone before I summon the police.
But you see...
I see nothing. Now go, I say, before I take a legend. Good day, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
What are you hinting at? What are you getting ready to leave, Cratchit? It's 47 minutes until closing time.
Well, you see, sir, tomorrow being Christmas Day, I must go to the butcher's shop and pick up, where they close at 6 sharp, sir.
Very well. Then I suppose you went all tomorrow off.
If quite convenient, sir.
It's not quite convenient, nor is it fair.
Well, it's only once a year, sir.
A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. But I suppose I must give you the whole day. But be here all the more earlier the next morning.
Indeed I will, sir. Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas. Bah! Humbug! Merry Christmas. Bah! Thank goodness I'm in my warm little bed where I hope I'll sleep all through tomorrow. Christmas. Humbug. Who's there? Who's there? Who? Who are you? What do you want with me?
Much.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Can you sit down?
You don't believe in me.
No, I don't.
Why do you doubt your senses? Can you not see me, man?
You're nothing but a stomachache. An undigested bit of beef. A blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese. You are a dream. Humbug.
You are wrong. I am the ghost of Jacob Marley.
Then why do you come to me? You speak strangely.
Hear me. My time is nearly gone. I am here to warn you that you will be visited by three spirits. Expect the first when the bell strikes one.
Couldn't I have them all at once?
Expect the second when the bell strikes two, and the third when they toll three, and heed the spirits when they appear. Goodbye, Ebenezer. Goodbye.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
Who are you?
I am the spirit of Christmas past, your past.
What business brings you here?
Your welfare. Rise and walk with me.
Where are we going?
Out into the night. Come. Do you recognize this deserted schoolroom, Ebenezer?
It does look familiar. Who is that lad?
It is the Christmas holiday, and he must stay at the boarding school. There's no place to go for Christmas.
Poor chap. Why, that's myself as a boy. Yes, and this is the school that I attended. I was so lonely.
Do you remember this, too?
Ebenezer! Ebenezer!
Dear brother, I've come to take you home. To bring you home.
Home, sister?
Yes, home for good. Father is ever so much kinder than he used to be, and now home is a wonderful place. Yesterday I asked him if you could come home to us, and this morning he sent me here in a coach. And we're to leave right away, and you're never coming back.
Will we always be together?
Always together, Ebenezer, from now on.
Your sister was a delicate creature, and always kind and thoughtful. A girl with a very big heart, and she loved you.
So she did.
She died a young woman, leaving behind her one child.
Yes, my nephew, Fred.
He visited you yesterday.
So he did. May we leave here?
Yes, for there is another shadow.
Where are we now? Why, bless my soul!
Do you know those two people?
Yes, of course. That's Belle, my sweetheart, and myself when I was 20.
The beautiful girl you were to marry. And there you are in your prime. But your face is beginning to reflect the signs of greed. There is a restless motion in your eyes. Belle noticed it.
It matters very little to you.
A golden idol has replaced me. I hope it comforts you in time to come.
What idol do you speak of, Belle?
You hold money more important than anything else.
I have grown wiser, but it hasn't changed my attitude towards you.
But it has. You are a changed man. I'm going to grant your wish and let you free to go your way.
Have I ever asked to go free?
Not in so many words, Ebenezer, but it is what you wish. I hope that you will be happy in the life you've chosen. Goodbye, Ebenezer.
Belle! Belle!
Today, Belle is a very happy woman, surrounded by her children and grandchildren.
Spirit, show me no more. Show me no more. I cannot bear it.
My time has ended, Ebenezer. Wait for the stroke of two.
Show me no more. I cannot bear it. Show me no more.
Ebenezer Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me.
You are here to take me with you? Oh, no!
Come with me. I trust you will profit by your journey. Do you know where we are?
No, it isn't familiar to me.
This is a very poor house, as you can see.
Indeed it is. Who lives there?
An underpaid clerk named Bob Cratchit. The woman there is his wife, and these are two of their five children.
What has become of your father and precious Tiny Tim? And where could your sister Martha be? She wasn't this late last Christmas Day.
And just who is using my name in such a manner? Hello, Mother.
Oh, Martha, my dear.
Thomas, it's Martha! Martha!
My goodness, what affection. Merry Christmas to all of you.
My dear child, how late you are, but never mind, as long as you're here. God bless you, darling.
Guess what? We're having the most wonderful turkey for dinner. Of course, it's not a very big one, but we have plum pudding with sauce.
How wonderful.
Here come Father and Tiny Tim.
Hide, Martha, hide!
Well, Merry Christmas to my family. Now, where is our Martha?
Not coming, I'm afraid.
Not coming? Not coming on Christmas Day?
Oh, Father, don't believe them.
Martha!
Oh, Father, I'm so glad to be home. And Tiny Tim, how are you?
I've been to church.
Children, bring in the Christmas punch.
Oh, Spirit, that little one with the crutch.
Tiny Tim?
Yes. Has he been cribbed long?
Yes.
Can't the doctors help him?
Bob Cratchit can't afford doctors on 15 shillings a week. I propose a toast. A very Merry Christmas to all of us. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Tell me, Spirit, will Tiny Tim live? Oh, no, Spirit. Say Tiny Tim will live, that he will be spared.
Why do you concern yourself with him? He's poor. You're rich.
Oh, Spirit, do not taunt me.
Come, we must go. We have another stop. Do you know those two people?
Well, that is my nephew, Fred.
Cold, my dear?
Just a bit, but I don't mind.
Well, we'll be home in a few minutes, and this walk has made me hungry.
Yes, me too.
Is that his wife?
Yes, the niece you've never bothered to meet.
Christmas is such a happy time, and not a humbug, as your precious uncle claims.
I feel sorry for him.
Well, one thing's for sure. He's losing a fine dinner today.
She seems a nice sort enough. don't you think? I should like to meet her, I believe.
You had your chance, Ebenezer Scrooge. Now I must leave you. The time is drawing near.
Oh, please, kind spirit, don't leave me. Not just now. I wish to talk, to ask your advice.
Are you sure you need advice, Ebenezer? After all, are you not a rich man, a man of intelligence, a man who knows his own mind?
No, no.
Goodbye, Ebenezer. Wait for the stroke of three.
Last one. The spirit of Christmas yet to come. Where will you take me? What will I see? Have I anything to fear? Oh, no! When did he die?
Last night. I heard all about it at the pub.
Oh, I thought he'd never die.
I wonder what he's done with all his money. Well, one thing's for sure, he didn't leave it to charity.
Are you going to his funeral?
Not unless they're giving out £5 notes for being there.
Spirit, this man they were discussing, who is he? Well, whoever he was, he left no sympathy behind him. He must have been disliked in life. Oh. Now we're back at the Cratchits.
Mother, you know you shouldn't be working this late. Please put down your sewing and relax.
I'll stop for a while. It's time your father was here.
Father has aged so these past few months. Ever since Tiny Tim died.
You're late tonight, Robert.
Yes, I'm late.
You went to the graveyard again, didn't you?
Yes. I wish you could have gone, too. It's such a green place. It would have done you good to see it.
I'll go with you someday, Robert.
I promised him I'd go there every week, my poor Tiny Tim. At last he got rid of his crutch.
Spirit, why did Tiny Tim have to die? If only someone could have helped him. And Spirit, the dead man those people were talking about, who was he? Oh, no. You mean it was I? I was the man? Oh, Spirit, no. This can't happen. It mustn't be allowed. I am not the man I was. I will keep this Christmas spirit all year round. I will not forget what all the spirits have taught me tonight. I promise. I promise. Tell me there's still hope. I will be a different man. Where am I? Why, I'm in my room. Those bells. It must be Christmas Day. I wonder. I must find someone. Someone who knows. Now tell me, boy, what day is it?
To die? Why, to die is Christmas day.
To think the spirits did it in one night.
What's that, sir?
Never mind. Do you know the butcher shop on the next street?
Oh, yes, sir, I do.
An intelligent boy. A remarkable boy. Do you know whether or not they have sold the prize-winning turkey that was hanging in the window?
Oh, you mean the one as big as me, sir?
Delightful boy. Yes, the one as big as you are.
No, sir, they haven't. It's hanging there right now.
It is? Well, go and buy it. Here is the money. Go buy it and have it delivered to Bob Cratchit, who lives at 52 A Manor Street.
Yes, sir, Cratchit. 52 A Manor Street. I understand. Sir, this money.
there will be a considerable amount of change.
Keep it, my boy, keep it. And don't let Mr. Cratchit know who bought the turkey. It's a surprise.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and get word to my nephew Fred that I will be coming for Christmas dinner. He lives at 34 Perry Street.
Yes, sir, 34 Perry Street. Oh, and thank you, sir, thank you.
Goodbye, son, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Well, may God bless whoever sent us this beautiful turkey. This is the best Christmas we've ever had. Mr. Scrooge!
Bob, a Merry Christmas to you and all of your family, especially my little tiny Tim.
Are you quite well, sir?
Quite well, I can assure you. Well, Tim, did you know that Uncle Ebenezer is going to give you the money to get your leg fixed? Then you will be all better.
What?
Quiet, Bob, I'm talking to your son. And did you also know that your father is getting a raise starting this week, so that you could all be happy again?
Sir, what can I say?
Well, how about Merry Christmas? Now, just where is this Christmas punch I have heard so much about?
Here, sir. May I propose a toast? May every Christmas be filled with as much joy and happiness as this one. May God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes, God bless us, everyone.
You have just heard an adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, starring Ed Cunningham as Ebenezer Scrooge. With Mark France, Lois Farber, Anne McNulty, Florence Weiss, Howard Lipson, Mary Beth Regan, Mary Ellen Flaherty, Tom Corcoran, Norman Mark, and Sue Silcox. The show was produced and directed by Patrick Quinn, with technical assistance by Ken Maid. This is your announcer, Ed Cunningham. All of us here at WRTI-FM join together in wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.